Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, we've got a lot for the Queen here. First of all, get back on Twitter now. Get back.
Y'all miss me, huh?
Twitter.
Y'all now, miss
I
me,
do.
Huh?
I do miss you on Twitter.
I know. You do not miss your water till your well runs dry. I understand.
Yeah, I need my Shaletta fix on Twitter. Okay, I need to get to your questions in a second, but I want to revisit this. We started the show with this. Excellent feedback. I want to get back to it. For the audience, famous individuals in the state, across the country, across the globe, what are they giving out for Halloween? As an example, Shaletta, we started with Tim Walz, the governor.
The governor of this
Dave,
state.
Dave, you want to review some of the things we suggested for Tim Walz? You can include all of them.
Yeah, well, I think the best giveaway, I mean, you wanted to give away fraud certificates.
That's fraud certificates, nice.
I'd love
yeah.
the governor to give away some of his old whistles, clipboards, and stopwatches from the coaching days, Coach Walz.
Yeah, rocks and cows, because, you know, the rocks and cows comments. Kevin O'Connell, I suggest he could give away the running game because they never use it. Kevin O'Connell, a fake shoulder because he really didn't care about Carson Wentz's shoulder. Donald Trump, we suggested dancing lessons because he's very good, not the hips, not the lower body, but the upper body dancing.
Upper body.
Shaletta would give away, let's go, Dave, a very famous person here, blue gloves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say she'd give away little hand-drawn maps to the nearest gas station where you can find a restroom.
Yeah. All other suggestions. Jason DeRusha would give you directions to his 747 homes and his 747 sponsorships.
He'd also give you the QR code for his Venmo so you can just send him money directly.
Yes.
And he could give us little he could hand out little samples. You know how you go to Costco on Saturday morning and have samples. He's in with so many of these restaurants that he could just have like little trays and samples, and people could come and they could get samples, and they could walk away with their little torts and their little frittitas and stuff like that. That's what I would appreciate.
Adam and Jordana would give away children because they both have declared they really don't like children, even though they've had...
They have a million children between them.
I mean, between them, they have like 47. They don't like dogs. And today, you know, Adam's bringing up something his mom did 800 years ago and embarrassing her. So they would give away...
Miss Cheryl. Yeah. He acting up with Miss Cheryl.
They would give away decency, apparently. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Adam could do hair removal for any hairy kids that come up, right? He can have like some Nair, spray it on, wipe it off as they go.
Adam Carter would also give away plain cough drops, you know?
Let's
not forget. You should have been here, Dave.
And
Adam Carter is I mean, like 10 seconds away from dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Shaletta immediately springs into action.
I did. I ran.
I mean, it was like Wonder Woman. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was like the original. It was like Linda Carter. Like, mm-hmm. she got the lasso going, everything.
Yes.
And provides him, as he's choking his last breath, and provides him with a menthol plain cough drop, and he says, "This is it. Not flavored."
I'm still mad at Dan Cook for going to find him a cherry cough drop and saving his life. Because in my mind, I had already written his eulogy.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, at that point, do we think, you know, considering the hassles he's caused all of us, do we think you made a mistake?
I think we should have let him go. I think that, you know, at some point there's a time for everybody to go on to meet their maker, and his maker was at the door. I mean, I saw it. I saw a shadow, and I saw him walking to the light, and I reached around and pulled him away from the light. I should have just let him walk into the light, Carolyn. I should have just let him.
Adam would give away his Bruce Springsteen ticket since he's leaving. Yes. People are getting it. Let's go. More texts. Famous people giving out what now?
And what are you giving out, sir? Why are you trying to figure out what everybody else is giving out? What are you giving out?
Well, that's up for other people to decide. You know, what other people. So now I get this text. Keep them coming. Famous people, including people on the station, me, whoever you want to offer up. I get a text from
Nick Cannon can give out condoms. He's got a million kids.
Oh my God, Nick Cannon. Who else is in that? Adrian Peterson. He's up there.
Yes. Adrian Peterson, condoms.
Anthony Edwards is that one.
Anthony Edwards.
He's at like four, and he's.
Yeah, he said, "Don't leave me out of the race. I'm in the race too."
I'm in the race. That's right. Well, with Adrian Peterson, he's racing too. He's driving too fast.
Yes. What is going on with him?
Joe Biden would give him paths he's going.
Invisible pens, some erasable pens.
Kamala might be giving away answers because her answers are so circuitous. Okay, now you have sent me a text. I am doing something that I haven't done since 2006. 2006.
Yeah.
And adds, that was the year she married the now hostage-held Sean.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm doing something that I have not done since 2006. 2006 was the year I got married, so I want y'all to guess what I might be doing now.
Well, I've got it. It's got to be you're having a date. You're going on a date?
No. Wrong answer, sir.
Wow. Dave, wrong wasn't answer. That by far the leading contender? Didn't you think?
Cooking something for herself?
Yeah.
Baby, ding, ding, ding. That is it. That is it.
Really?
I am cooking for myself for the first time since 2006. Once I got married to Sean, who is an amazing cook, I might as well call him a man a chef, I stopped cooking, right? I just take care of the babies, keep the house clean, make sure the laundry's done, and, you know, try to raise his blood pressure, right? And so he finally got smart. We got a divorce. He lives out of town. He lives in Wisconsin. So he no longer lives here. He works there. He's got a place. Look, you all happy for him. You know what? He did not get you in the divorce, okay? When we divorced and we split up all of our friends, you went with me, and I don't think you realized
that. Really dismayed by that, too. I mean, I was really, when I got the phone call, and it was you know, like a draft when they call you, Dave, and I was just praying that it was Sean on the other line, and no.
You were like Shador Sanders, just waiting for the call.
It came up Brundage, and I'm like, please. Please, it's Sean. Sean,
texter
suggests. I thought 2006 was the last day Shaletta hosted her own show.
Cold blooded, so cold blooded.
Okay, so what are you making?
I am making taco soup. I called a girlfriend who's a great cook. She told me to go on this allrecipes.com website, and I got on there, and I was so overwhelmed. It's like 11,000 recipes, and I'm like, where do I even freaking start? I don't have time to be looking through the stuff. They've got butternut squash lasagna and all these recipes. I was like, I just need something quick and simple so that it can be ready when my kids get home from school because they're tired of eating McDonald's and Raising Cane's, and I'm tired of paying for it. So she gave me a recipe for taco soup, just some ground meat, some kidney beans, some corn, some tomato sauce, some Rotel, brown the meat, put everything in a pot, and so it's simmering right now. I have no idea what it's going to taste like, but this is the
chili. I think, Dave, is it possible that Shaletta's just making chili and she's calling it taco soup?
Taco soup.
Probably close.
I mean, I love tacos, Lois. Dave, have you ever heard of taco soup?
No, I have not.
No, okay. Well, that's maybe it is chili. I don't know.
I think that's what you're making.
Meat and tomato sauce and beans. That's chili?
Yeah, I think. Now we'll have to add another great friend of ours, Susie Jones.
Okay.
This was early in this. Was it early summer or was it maybe even late spring where Susie brought in chili and then we start having some of it? What did we discover, Dave?
It did not contain any chili powder.
Yeah, no chili powder.
So that's taco soup, see?
I guess
see?
That is taco soup. So, okay. Are the kids also participating in the taco soup, or are you just experimenting on yourself?
Well, no, the recipe is for, it's a big pot, right? And so the recipe is for a family of six. We're a family of four because, you know, Andrew escaped as well. And so we're going to be eating on this for the, stop clapping. So we're going to be eating on this for the next couple of days. So this is a family Oof. Meal. This is the first. I got a headache. I don't know if you can hear the anxiety in my voice, but I literally have not cooked a meal for my family since 2006. This is going to be my first meal.
Hold on a second. I smell something. I smell, you know what I smell, Dave? You know what I smell? Fear from the three children who are at the house.
Yeah.
Fear.
Mom, will you take the first bite?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah. Mom, get back to us tomorrow. Okay, let's see if you make it. All right, let's pause. Among the texts suggesting what I would give out, Chad would continue to give out the bad advice. Chad is going to give away a can of Fresca to each kid. I had not had a Fresca in a decade plus, and at the greatest golf course in Minnesota, without question, Northland Country Club. They have Frescas, Dave. The Fresca is tremendous.
Fresca is just so underrated. Do y'all still do the underrated? Fresca is underrated.
Dave, where do you stand? Overrated, underrated, properly rated Fresca?
Overrated.
Oh, God. Get go over there and have some taco soup.
I'm going to make him a big old bowl. I'm going to make him a big old bowl.
Let's see. Chad is giving away Scuff Pro V1s. I'm capable of that, too. I'm very.
Yes.
And the way I played this year, they're scuffed rather quickly. That is for sure. More of the taco soup queen, Shaletta, in moments. Shaletta could go to Stretch Lab. You two don't live that far apart, correct?
No. Woodbury, Cottage Grove, we're neighbors.
You're maybe 5-10 minutes away. I know there's a Stretch Lab very close to you.
Yes, there is.
Maybe the two of you tomorrow, you and Shaletta, you could go stretchlab.com.
Buddy Stretch.
And, you know, when Q and I go, sometimes we're at the same time and we're similar benches right next to each other. Sometimes it's like a 5, 5:30, 6, 6:30. You and Shaletta could go because Shaletta will be recovering from the taco soup. And you, I mean, you'll be exhausted from knocking on the door and ringing the doorbell, right? So who doesn't need stretching? We all need to stretch. First of all, do it at home. But also, go to Stretch Lab. There are 13 locations in the metro area. Train professionals who will help you out. Shaletta could bring her kids. She has three children on the spectrum who are amazing kids who continue to make great progress. They could use better stretching. Dave, guy runs triathlons. He could use better stretching. Jason, with all the Livia success, everybody can use Stretch Lab. Try it. They'll evaluate you. You get that 50-minute session. You'll feel better right away. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, we have just broken the news, Shalette. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Halloween is tonight. We are breaking that. And okay, so what is the scenario tonight? Because Sean has escaped. And you have
not here.
You have three kids, and we have Halloween. We have kids who might want to get dressed up. We have people coming to the house. How are you handling the process?
So I got costumes for the kids. We've got Fred Flintstone, and we've got Elphaba, and we've got some type of zombie that's not going to see the light of day. So I went and got a ninja outfit. And so, again,
what is it, cancel culture over there? I mean,
it is. It's very cancel culture. I don't want to have bad dreams. I don't want to watch my children looking like they just ate somebody and look like they've been eaten. So, yeah, you're going to be a ninja. You're going to be a ninja. So that costume, somehow, we can't find it. I don't know where it is.
The
scary one. I don't know. Have you looked for it? Look in the trunk.
I was invited to Andrew's graduation party, but was also told I was not allowed in the house.
Okay. Don't come in the house.
Quentin was allowed in the house. I was not allowed in the house.
That's my boo. That's my baby.
Yeah.
So we got a little tray outside. We're going to put the candy in the bowl. We got a sign that says one handful, right? And we got a little, okay, so anybody else besides me cheating, we got one bag of really, really good candy, and then the rest is the cheap stuff. And so I'm going to mix the good stuff with the cheap stuff.
It's like I'm talking to Harrigan here. I mean,
so that I don't look like the cheap neighbor, right? So they will get maybe a Kit Kat or a Twix or a bag of M&Ms in there, but they're also going to get the cheap stuff. So I got one big bag with 200 pieces of candy in it, and that's the good stuff, the Kit Kat, the Skittles, the Twix, the all that good stuff, right? But then I got all the cheap stuff, like loads of that stuff.
Where did you get the cheap stuff?
I went to Hy-Vee.
Well, Hy-Vee's very nice.
Oh, Hy-Vee. Okay, so for any parent out there who forgot that tonight was Halloween or you got busy, there's tons of candy. They have a whole candy aisle. And I just really appreciate that because
Hold on a second.
You're
telling me a grocery store
pre-Halloween
has Halloween candy?
No. Yeah. Apparently, you ain't been.
Breaking news.
Nope, you haven't been looking because there have been times where, like, right before Easter or right before Halloween, that you go in and you have nothing to choose from. Because
it can get watered down, can get dicey.
Your selection's a few. So what I'm saying is they've got all the bags there. And I was just talking to Mike, the manager, when I was there buying the taco soup.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was like, thank you so much for having all this variety. I'm just getting a chance to buy the candy. It's 1:30 and, you know, Chaz pushed me off from my regular time slot. So I have a little bit of extra
Kevin O'Connell, not me.
So I'm going to go ahead and he was like, yeah, we got tons over there. And I went over there, and he did not lie, and he did not disappoint. There was tons of candy over there. So I just appreciate having that variety, and I also appreciate being able to mix the good stuff up with the cheap stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
So here's my dilemma. So a little busy getting ready to travel. My oldest son is getting married next week. Yeah. So how about that?
Yay!
So I'm going every which way but loose. So my significant other, this is the first time we've combined – on the Halloween festivities, and I've trusted her to buy the candy.
Okay.
What if she's at the house already now and she has disgusting candy?
Like she got Twizzlers. Just nothing but
Twizzlers. Maybe candy corn, right?
Bit of honeys.
Bit of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Is
Mike
that,
and hikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're about to fly tomorrow to go to the wedding. Is that grounds for dismissal if I go through the candy and I'm just completely disgusted by it?
You tell her there has been a ground stop. Okay.
You
say, hey, you know, TSA, air traffic controllers, there's a ground stop at MSP. And so you sit right here. I will be right back.
Yeah.
And then you.
I don't know. I'm trusting
and you
her.
You know, you got trust issues. Why are you trusting anybody? You got trust issues. What is
I do.
Wrong with
I
you?
Do have trust issues. That is 1,000% correct. I just have too much to do. I've put too many things off, and this could be it.
This is the end of like Boys to Men, the end of the road.
Yeah.
This might be the end.
I might
of
have
the
to play that song for her when I look right and say,
jelly beans, just silly stuff.
Yeah, toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well,
no, maybe she got some goldfish. You know, they got for all the healthy parents. Maybe she got some granola. You know, maybe she got some little granola snack bags. Maybe she got a little advice for the kids, like, you know, little slips of paper for them to take in a fortune cookie that gives them advice and math problems and stuff. Maybe she got something like that.
That would be a problem. Mm-hmm. Are you confused and actually participating in your show tomorrow?
I am participating in my show, and I have an amazing guest. You'll be so proud. This is very good name recognition. Amanda Brinkman is coming on my show.
Okay.
Yep, I have Amanda Brinkman. I'll be on from 12 to 3.
Okay.
And I have a whole
Can I admit, Dave, Amanda Brinkman, I feel like I'm pretty good at recognizing a lot of names.
Dave, does Amanda Brinkman ring a bell for you?
Deluxe, right?
Yes. Come on. Okay. So, do you remember
after
George Floyd died?
That's right.
They had the TV series with Baron Davis, the basketball player.
Oh,
he produced that.
That's
and
right.
They did features on all these businesses. You know, in Minneapolis and in St. Paul, they did the spokesman recorder and Lip Esteem, and she went out and that it was like season 5 or 6. It was some kind of a business, you know, small business show, and she did that. But she does a lot of public speaking, and she does a lot on purpose, like finding your purpose. So what is your purpose? Like, if you had to say what your purpose was, Chad Hartman, what is your purpose? What do you wake up every day? What are you living for?
Small Business Revolution, I think was the
Small
show.
Business Revolution. That's it. Well, so she does a lot on purpose. She does a lot of keynote speaking and talking about purpose. So what's your purpose?
What is my purpose? My purpose is a couple things, right? It's driven – first of all, for my children and their happiness. A lot of it is driven by this show, the commitment I have, and to have joy, laughter, and enrichment. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, Dave, your purpose?
Getting out of here by 3:10.
and celebrating the next 10 days when he's not going to get 77 texts from me on guest and topic suggestions. Yeah. How about you? What's your purpose?
Making money as much as possible, because I like to bless people and help people. So the more money I have, the more people I can help. Because, you know, I'm not riding around in the Lexus or Tesla. I still got the 9-seater from 2013. But, you know, the more that I have, the more I can do. And so, like, right now, you know, some of the organizations are calling me, like, Shaletta, can you help us buy Thanksgiving baskets? Because they don't have the money. SNAP is getting cut. And so, you know, people are calling on me because they know that I show up for community. And I've got at least, like, 2 or 3 requests from people. Like, we got 250 Thanksgiving baskets to feel. What are we going to do for these kids for Christmas? Can you do this, that, or the other? And so I'm like, yeah, we're going to make it happen. So I need to make as much money as I can to help as many people as I can.
Here's another thing that my purpose is for more people to text here to understand joking and sarcasm when it's incredibly obvious, except for this texter. You put someone else in charge of the candy. Be grateful that you have one less thing to do. It's for the kids, not for you. Who cares what kind of candy is purchased and handed out? Man, to quote the Levitard important. Show, you don't get the show. Jesus
You're very
Christ.
Important. And you're a new house. You're in a new neighborhood. People are going to be judging you by the candy that you select.
Absolutely.
Okay?
It matters.
You,
that's what it was.
It matters. Yeah. It represents that awesome. Candy, represents who
Take
you are as a person.
Stick out of your butt and laugh a little bit. We're just seeing this note, too. You know, Charles finally showed some backbone, and it's now Andy. As opposed to Prince Andrew, thank God. I'd like to see some of that information in this country, too. Now the news is just breaking that he doesn't have to even move out of the residence until after till after Christmas. Kick his pedophile butt out of that house today.
So he gets to celebrate Christmas in the house, no
yes.
taxpayer dollar. Mm.
And also let him face the authorities, too.
I was just going to say, is there any kind of consequence other than him losing a title? If I do all that criminal activity and all I get is kicked out of the house and lose a title, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, love you. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Am I wrong? Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.